Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Sussex County Council meeting of February 20th, 2018. First thing is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. I do have one recommended amendment to today's agenda. Under Bill Poff, Economic Development Director, Discovery Bank presentation, we can strike that item on the agenda. We've just learned that Discover Bank cannot participate today, so we'll schedule that for a future date.
Okay. Entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions? Take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I'm a yes. Motion carried. We had the minutes of February the 6th. Any corrections or questions? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Reading of correspondence, Mr. Moore.
There is none, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Public comment, Mr. Guy. Thank you, sir. Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. I just want to thank you guys. I don't know who all was involved for putting the videos on the archives. Because now I can sit there at any given time, 24/7, and watch your ugly faces.
I'll take credit for it, Dan.
Thank you, sir. William Kinnick.
Good morning, Mr. President and
morning,
Council.
Sir.
My name is William Kinnick. I live in 134 Hicks Pond Circle in Seaford, Delaware. I'm not here to talk about manufactured housing. I'm here to talk about clean water. We have ordinances in the cities, but we don't have none in the county. And we need to make sure that we follow up, and we can't rely on DENREC, Office of Drinking Water, EPA, to catch these things. So it's important, I believe, to stay on top of this. Let's be active and not sit on our hinds until it actually happens, because we've already had some mishaps already in the county, and we don't need any more. We don't need deaths from this. And I thank you for my time, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. DJ Hughes.
DJ Hughes, 16566 Sweetwater Drive, Milton, Delaware. Couple of things I wanted to discuss was I attended a Del Dot workshop for Minus Conway Road and Route 1 last week, and also the Plantations Road from 9 to 24. It was very well attended. I think they said 400 people there. Probably could have been two workshops, for one for each project. But I noticed that those projects were ranked 59 and 62. In the state of Delaware on the project ranking system. And I don't understand what the purpose of the ranking system is. I spoke at length about Kings Highway previously. It's number 5, and we don't even have a workshop on the horizon for that. And SR1 in Cave Neck Road is number 34, and we don't have a workshop on the horizon in that. And my concern about Cave Neck Road is they seem to be tying it to the development that y'all are hearing next week. And when I started Delta 99, before I went to the private side, they had a concept for an interchange at Cave Neck Road and Route 1. So that is a corridor improvement. It's nothing to do with that development. Obviously, if any development goes in, it would accelerate the need, but the need is now, and it's been there. It's been planned for 20 years. So why we don't have a workshop for that, I'm not sure, but I'd encourage you guys any way you can to ask DelDOT if they can get Kings Highway and Route 1 and Cave Neck Road on their schedule for workshops and project funding, more importantly. Also, with respect to the Minus Conway Road improvements, just don't understand what they were doing there. And I know I've talked at length before about using the railroad right-of-way. They have an opportunity to extend it to Minus Conway Road, so you're not running traffic in front of all the developments between the railroad and Route 1. You could close off Minus Conway at 1 and make it a right-in, right-out, have an off-ramp for the folks trying to get over to the New Road area or into Lewis. And if you use that railroad right away coming out, you could have a way over to Route 9. It would be basically a new road to and from Lewis. But what they're doing now, a lot of people would use it, but they're not planning on improving Minus Conaway Road. They're not planning on improving New Road. So they're going to put a two-way road under the bridge as their plan. They're going to dump it out at Minus Conaway, right near Route 1, dump it out to the New Road near Route 1, and call it a day. So, and the workshop typically has more than one option. They basically gave one option other than a few traffic control options at the intersections. But so it would have been good to see some more options out of them, so that was a little disappointing. I don't know anything you guys can do to support a grade separated intersection there, but definitely we need some more options than what they presented the other night. I'm also on the 5 points working group with Councilman Burton, Councilman Cole, and Administrator Lawson. And last meeting they presented what they called level of service for intersections on Route 1. They claimed the level of service of Route 1 at 5 points was fine, and they basically said everything's great from 24 and north. It's bad to the south. Well, got their Bluetooth data and went through it, and one of the reasons they're saying that is they're basically taking trips that are longer than they expect people to be waiting, and they're saying, well, they must have had to stop. So for example, if it took you 10 minutes to get from 5 points to West Coast Road, they're saying you must have stopped at Grand Slam or somewhere. Well, I've done a travel time study that actually shows that that's not the case at all. And tomorrow morning, I'll have a little better data to present to y'all as part of the mobility workshop that I plan on doing that. Basically, the travel times that we recorded back in 2015 showed that it's a lot worse from 5 points to Route 24 than it is from 24 to the Avenue. We all know that, and it's a shame DelDOT doesn't. But based on their own data and some data I've collected previously, that's what it shows. So, and like I said, I'll talk in more detail about that tomorrow. That's all I have to say today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Lawson.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. A few items today to get to, starting with a proclamation for the Sussex Central Future Farmers of America, FFA. I have a tribute here that I'd like to read, and I believe Councilman Wilson will present the tribute. I see in the audience we're joined by the Sussex Central FFA leadership, and welcome. Thank you for being here. I'll read this tribute, and then we'll invite you up to take some pictures. A tribute by the Sussex County Council, be it hereby known to all that the Sussex County Council joins in the celebration of National FFA Week. Sussex County Council recognizes the Sussex Central High School FFA for its work to cultivate interest among students in agriculture and becoming the leaders of tomorrow. Directs this tribute to be presented to the FFA's program students, and faculty advisors on this 20th day of February, 2018, signed Samuel R. Wilson, Jr., Councilman. Thank you very much for being here. We'd like to invite you to come forward, and we'll take a few pictures.
Thank you all very much. Mr. Lawson.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. Next item is a wastewater agreement number 1011-2. Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Saddle Ridge, Phase 1B, Pump Station and Force Main, Gosley Creek Planning Area. Information contained in your packet. This is SB Saddle Ridge LLC, located at the northeast corner of John Jay Highway and Tanglewood Drive. 240 days construction. Construction inspection cost $47,942. Proposed construction cost $319,615,000. Got a motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 1011-2, the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and SB Saddle Ridge LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Saddle Ridge Phase 1B PS and FM located in the Gosley Creek Planning Area.
Good pleasure, Council.
Thank you.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlette.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay.
We're awful close to our 10:15. Let's do the administrator's report, and then we'll go to our public hearing, then we'll move back to your...
Very good. Administrator's report for February 20th, 2018. Two items. Item number one, the next Sussex County Council Comprehensive Land Use Workshop will be held tomorrow, Wednesday, February 21st at 9:30 here in the Council Chambers. A copy of the agenda is attached. Item number two, per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, Americana Bayside Phase 13 and The Grove received substantial completion effective February 8th and February 15th, respectively. Thank you, Mr. President.
Any questions of Council? We're time. Mr. Moore?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Now's the time and place for a public hearing to discuss the Camp Arrowhead Area 2 expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District. Mr. Ashman from the Engineering Department is going to give a brief presentation. After that presentation is complete, the Council will have an opportunity to ask questions. And then after those questions are answered, we'll open it up for any member of the public that would like to address this issue. Mr. Ashman.
Thank you. this Camp Arrowhead expansion number two, permission to post was granted on January 9th, 2018. It's an expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, or Angola Neck area. It was requested by the Diocesan Council for Camp Arrowhead. The camp is responsible for a pump station for their parcel and a force main to a connection point near the woods of Herring Creek. Plans were signed on February 13th, 2018 for them to proceed with that work. There is an existing MOU in place that identifies what buildings on the camp parcel can currently be connected. This is a new bathhouse and will be in addition to that existing MOU. The expansion consists of about 25,875 square feet. They will be responsible for system connection charges of $6,360 per EDU, or the rate in time in place at the time of connection. The area was posted on January 23rd and placed on the county website. To date, we have heard nothing in support or opposition of this expansion.
Okay.
Any questions from Council? Any questions from Council? If not, is there any member of the public here today that would like to address this issue? Is there any member of the public that would like to speak? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If Council desires, take the vote today.
We'll close the public hearing and close the public record if it's okay with Council, and ask Mr. Ashman to read the short title of the resolution.
It's a resolution to extend the boundary of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, Angola Neck area, to include the Camp Arrowhead 2 area on the east side of Camp Arrowhead Road, located in Indian River 100, Sussex County, Delaware, and recorded in the Office of the Recorder of Deeds in and for Sussex County, Delaware.
Pleasure, Council.
Motion,
Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlette. Questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Your choice of words. That's what
you got. Now, Mr. Lawson, we'll go back to you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. The last item for consideration under my name today is the construction loan agreement with the Sussex Sports Center Foundation. I have a PowerPoint today to lead our discussion, and I circulated materials to council over the weekend related to the contract documents that we're referencing today, and I'll go through this, and if there's any questions, by all means, feel free to interrupt. Okay. Sarah, thank you very much. Will you go to the next slide? So we're discussing the Sussex Sports Center Foundation, and today we're going to have our contract consideration. I'll continue to filibuster until the slide changes. There we go. Thank you. As you know, we've had this topic in before council several times leading up to today, and I always use this slide to highlight the timeline that we're discussing because I think it's important. This has been before council, and we've gotten to this point over a lot of deliberation and a lot of guidance from council, so today's the day, I believe. But we began this all the way back in 2016 and made our first presentation in September of 17. At the result of that presentation, we created a website to gather public information and public comment and testimony that we received during the subsequent meetings here at council, collecting all of that information and then making a presentation regarding that subsequently in November. We made a presentation at the end of last year on the MOU, which sort of framed the proposal so that council really understood what was being asked of them and giving guidance to staff to keep moving forward. We did receive permission to move forward in December, came back with a formalized memorandum of understanding in January. Council voted on that MOU to approve staff and legal, our attorneys, to work with the foundation to get to today's point, which is a contract and a loan document for consideration before council. Next slide, Sarah. The proposal hasn't changed. It continues to be 56 acres donated to the Sussex Sports Foundation. A deed will be recorded in the foundation's name. The foundation will raise money to construct the sports center, which will include 8 fields, 3.1 miles of walking running trails, starting with 3 pickleball courts, ancillary facilities, and including restrooms or bathrooms, which would be constructed in phase one of the project. The property is located in the town of Georgetown. We are joined today by the mayor of Georgetown. I'll reference action taken by town council in a minute. I'm also joined today by the foundation members, Mr. Horsey, and I see the foundation's attorney, Mr. Willard, in the back. The county will have the option to acquire the property and the facility after year 10, and the property will be deed restricted to remain a public park facility into perpetuity. That's another word for forever. Next slide, Sarah.
That was for Sam's benefit.
Sam knew what that was.
We've been discussing this over time, and this has been framed as a public-private partnership. The private entity, the foundation, will be charged with raising money, budgeted to be nearly $4 million. Of the $4 million, they will raise nearly 60% of that funding from the private sector. The other 40% will come from public monies, including monies from the county and the town of Georgetown. Just last week, the town council was presented with an MOU between the foundation and the town, and the council approved that MOU, 5-0 vote, and the MOU was circulated to you all in the loan documents last week. It represents 10 years of support from the town of Georgetown to the tune of $440,000 over those 10 years. That includes cash contribution as well as services provided by the town. Highlighted in the MOU include services such as solid waste removal, lawn maintenance, snow removal if needed, utilities including water and sewer, an impact rebate, as well as grant eligibility from the Georgetown Recreation, Education, and Arts Trust. This MOU was executed last week and signed February 15th by the Town of Georgetown and the Foundation. In addition, since our last meeting, the Foundation has met and they have amended their bylaws to include two members of the County Council or the County Government to be represented on the Foundation, Foundation's board. So at the time we move forward, if we move forward, then two members from the county will be represented on the Foundation. Okay, last slide. The loan hasn't changed. What is in the loan documents is what was presented at the previous discussions in related to the MOU. It's a $1.5 million county loan, 50-year term at 0%, no payments the first 10 years. The Town of Georgetown's commitment is also for 10 years. That's on purpose, of course, which allows for the similarity in years of contributions. There will be a lien placed on the property. The purchase option of $1 on year 10 of operations for the county. If the county does purchase the property at a dollar, the loan will be forgiven. If it's not purchased, then the loan will be repaid at $37,500 per year. Annual financial audits will be required by the county and reviewed by county staff. Foundation Board is responsible for the operations of the facility. Since we last met, we were charged with drafting the loan documents. Mr. Moore's office created and drafted the documents, and Mr. Willard's office represented the foundation. Attorneys on both sides have reviewed the documents and approved those loan documents. Those loan documents I shared with council, five documents representing over 60 pages. I think it's important to at least reference what we're talking about. That's unusual usually when we're talking about a contract that the council is asked to approve, but given the nature of this discussion, I thought I'd at least highlight what we're talking about. The county plans to contribute to the Sports Center by making an interest-free loan in the amount of $1.5 million to the Sussex Sports Center Foundation, subject to the terms set forth in the loan commitment agreement, the note, the mortgage, the construction loan agreement, and the option to purchase agreement, collectively known as the loan documents. The loan commitment agreement outlines the conditions that the Sports Foundation must meet in order to receive the loan from the county. The conditions include, but are not limited to, the following. Number one, they must execute a requisite note, mortgage, and construction loan documents. They must record the mortgage as security for the loan. They must present a copy of the deed evidencing the donation and required deed restrictions. And they must, and other conditions set forth by the previously approved MOU. The note evidences the foundation's obligation to repay the county for the borrowed funds and is based upon the standard form used in Sussex County. The construction loan agreement provides the terms upon which the loan will be dispersed during the construction and converts this loan into a permanent loan upon completion of the improvements. In accordance with the MOU, the funds will begin to be dispersed after the foundation has spent $1.5 million in design, permitting, and/or construction and has satisfied the other conditions set forth therein. The commercial mortgage document grants the county a lien against the property as security for the funds that are loaned. And finally, consistent with the MOU, the option to purchase agreement memorialized the county's option to purchase the property and all improvements thereon for a purchase price of $1. Those terms are codified within the five documents that the attorneys worked on, and both sides have agreed to those terms, and they have been presented to council for your consideration. That concludes my conversation today, gentlemen. If you are so inclined to consider the contract and the loan documents, we would move to a vote today, but I'll pause there for any questions.
Gina was involved also, right, through all this?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
and you still see no problems from your point of view? The taxpayers are protected with this?
They're protected with the lien on the property that we, if they were to default, we can have the property, correct.
The only thing I can say is, since we're elected by the people, then we represent the people. Why? So why is attorneys making all these decisions for us? So why is it, why does attorneys need to make the decisions? I can't quite understand.
I did not make any decisions. The county council voted with MOU for me to then prepare documents that would protect and reflect what was in the MOU, and that's what we did.
Well, the MOU came before us about 2 weeks ago. All of a sudden, we're in a big hurry to get this passed, aren't we? All of a sudden, it has to be. Why it has to be done so fast? Why are we such a rush to spend $1.5 million for taxpayers' money? It's not all my money. It's the taxpayers' money. So that's the only thing I'm concerned about. I've heard so much about this week. So are you really going to do this? So I want to park in my town. Okay. Other words, they want to park.
Let's do it.
So that's what we're going to do, spend all this money, put parks in every town now?
Depends on
We're going to have county parks, is that what we're going to do?
It depends on the terms.
Is that our goal now?
What we're going to do is deal with this thing today.
Well, I think
and
Mike,
we'll see what comes forward.
I think you might be right, Mike. We're dealing with it, all right. We're dealing with blind eyes. Just let her go. We're not real sit down and study it. Have you real studied? I haven't even had this thing set before me yet. I have a misunderstanding. It wasn't a misunderstanding. It's just, that's what it was, that's for sure. It's a misunderstanding. It says MOU is a total misunderstanding. I don't even know who voted on this thing. I tried to see this on my laptop, but that's worth a lot when you look at laptops. And everybody says, oh, we don't know who's really benefiting. We know who's benefiting. It seemed like I've heard that on radio this morning about Shell Brothers building this move Social Security building, went down here where it's nice and handy for them to sell the building down here to Lewis. That was on radio this morning. Then I also heard where IG was involved into it. I mean, you probably heard all that, IG.
I did, and I'm gonna clear that up.
Okay. Well, it's good to know how we're voting on these things. We don't even know how we're really voting sometimes, because it's just throw it out in the waste can. Just vote on it. It doesn't matter. I've heard so much. I've heard also the food line won't even approve this piece. They couldn't even get this land approved because it's too wet. Now I've also heard that. Also, I went and talked to neighbors. Neighbor says they're not going to drain no water across me. So here we are. We already had this all taken care of before it come this far. Now I've also heard that the roads. Have we started on this road out here yet? I'd like to see if we got that. I'd like to see if that intersection is fixed up. I bet it'd be fixed. That's right. It'd be fixed up about 10 years from now. You can bet on that. Things not getting done, as far as I'm concerned. We're not being really honest with the public. That's my opinion. That's the way they bring it to me anyway. I hear so much about it from the public. So I have to represent the public. I'm elected by the public, so I got to answer the public. Mike may not be that lucky. See, you're it's
we
right.
All answer to the public, Sam.
Okay, we will.
We all were elected, I think.
Yeah.
So we all answer to the public.
I sure was too.
And we'll move forward from there. Any more comments from council?
I have, Mr. Burton. Yeah, I just got to clear up the misinformation has really been on a number of matters, not including this one. I think there's a lot of misinformation that is being tied together that just needs to be cleared up it needs to stop. I mean, the misinformation has to stop. But there was a comment made on the radio from my boss this morning that my wife works for Joe Shell or that she works for the foundation. And that's just not true. She did have a job with Ocean Atlantic, but she had quit that job before the MOU vote. So, you know, the misinformation of that there's some impropriety between my vote and her employment is just, it's upsetting to begin with, as far as insulting my what I stand for as far as an integrity goes. But then to get it wrong completely, that she does not work for Joe Schell, she does not work for the foundation, and she does not work for any of the companies that are associated with Ocean Atlantic, Shell, or the foundation. She has removed herself from the job. So, you know, my boss got that wrong, and I hope she gets it right the next time with other information. And the plan for this to become a Parks and Rec inside of county government is not the plan. The plan is to allow the foundation to run this organization, and we hope that they're successful running it. That's the intent of the 10-year the 10-year deal to get this thing up and running and get economic development from it, get kids' activity in it, and really make this a success without bringing it into the county government and without starting a Parks and Rec. I mean, that's the whole intimates of this private-public partnership that has me very interested. Last 2 weeks ago, the Dover Post printed an article that they're in search of a Parks and Rec director for their Parks and Rec program just in Dover, and the starting salary at $100,000, and they have four people and other part-times. And that's, you know, we don't have that with this. We have a foundation that's going to run this entity. So again, misinformation, probably planted, and you know, I mean, I think you as the public need to know exactly what we are voting on, and why we your elected officials think it's the right thing to do. And this very decisive misinformation is very upsetting, and I wish it would stop.
Boston Council?
No, I think you.
Mr.
I think
Wilson.
I think a lot of you, Mr. ID, but as a friend. But did I hear you said your wife done retired? When did she quit?
The 20th of December.
So while we was trying to help make this decision, your wife was working for him, correct?
No, it was before the vote.
I'm talking about, well, we was making that decision. We was trying to make a decision for Mr. Schell, make sure he come here. Your wife was working for him, is that correct?
She was working for Ocean Atlantic. So you can make the assumption, yeah.
So that's associated with Mr. Schell, correct?
That's correct. But Sam, I got to ask you, you know, you are going to make decision on ag land.
And you're
going to make decisions on ag land, right? And you're a farmer. And Rob's going to make decisions on subdivisions and changes of use. And he's a real estate person. I think we all have, and it's the ability that we show to separate ourselves from that and do what is best for the county. And that's where we got to focus. And that's where I'm focused.
Sometimes we have a problem with what's best. When we're spending other people's money, we know what's best then, right?
I know what I feel is best, and I know why I was elected, and I know that I have the responsibility to vote in what we hear from the public and what we feel is best.
I know, IG. I know this is on radio as far as it is. Is bigger better? If bigger's better, why not New York City? Are we trying to get like New York City and Wilmington? Does it make it better by having something bigger here, bringing more people here? Is our goal to have more people come or eliminate agricultural land? Is our goal?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I think agriculture brings in 2-to-1 for every dollar that comes from tourists. In fact, tourists cost us a lot more money than agriculture does.
We're going to bring this back now to the conversation we're supposed to be having. We're not talking about agriculture. We're not talking about tourists. We're talking about this loan to this foundation.
Well, I think
any more comments about this loan to the foundation?
I think that's part of discussion there, Mike, we was talking about.
Well, I thought we were kind of getting off air. We're talking about farmland and talking about tourists coming down here and too many whatevers. That's not what we're talking about.
Maybe you should have been listening a little closer to what I was saying here to Mr. Burton.
Well, I thought I was trying to.
Okay.
I was trying to.
I'm sorry.
I was trying to do that. Maybe I missed it. I apologize if I did.
Well, I was going to ask Mr. Horsey a question. I understand, Mr. Horsey, that you own 60% of the company, and Mr. Shell owns 40% of the company. Is that correct?
We don't.
What company?
What company are you talking about?
I'm talking about as far as what you're doing I have to stop and take for a minute.
It is set up as a nonprofit
foundation.
Foundation.
In other words, those people not going to make a dollar. They're going to be all volunteers. Is that correct?
Obviously, if you have any work done, it would be paid for the work to be done. But as far as ownership, and their attorney is here, the foundation attorney as well, it is set up as a nonprofit corporation, not ownership by individuals.
Mr. Moore, can I address, since the question
sure.
was directed at me and my family? So I'm Bobby Horsey from Laurel, Delaware, representing the foundation, also representing the integrity of our family. Mr. Wilson, there is no company. This is a nonprofit board. The facility will be run by a nonprofit. I am the vice president of the nonprofit board that's running the foundation that's going to be holding these, running this facility. Sorry about that. You got me flustered.
Well, I'm a little flustered myself.
Okay. I'm glad two of us are. Foundation, as in all the documents provided, we will be hiring, I think it was two or four employees. That was in the operating budget. You will see the documents that were provided last year. There was a projected employee count, not tied to any board members of the foundation. Don't know what your accusations were, but I can assure you, Mr. Wilson, our family is only going to be writing out checks to better our county.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
While you're talking to me, who's going to do the construction work here? Who's going to be doing the construction work?
Well, it's going to be publicly bid, but I'm quite sure that nobody...
It's going to be bid by the public?
We are going to put out bids, but I'm quite sure nobody's going to beat our bid because we are donating a large amount of money and work in kind. So
at first, it said there weren't going to be no bids.
It was at the last meeting we decided that we will generate bids.
I don't believe that was brought up.
No county bids.
No county bids.
Would not be.
We're not
the foundation business stuff.
Well, I'm not trying to get around no county bids. Why is county being bid to start with? They're not bidding to start with. They're not going to be doing
it. Mr. Wilson.
Well, is the county going to be doing construction work?
The county?
Why are we going to be doing bidding? I have to understand we're not going to do bidding, but I understand. But I understand it was being that Mr. Horsey had first bid on it. That's a word that came to me.
Whoever wrote you that word is incorrect, obviously.
That is correct.
You have to answer to don't you, Mike?
Well, the man just said that's not the case.
Mr. Wilson.
I don't know what else you want him to tell you.
Mr. Wilson, we are bidding the project.
Okay.
Mr. Wilson, all this stuff that you've heard, a lot of it is inaccurate. I can tell you nobody gets any more pissed off than Bobby Horsey listening to social media or the radio talk shows when they're tearing down our family for all the goodwill that we're trying to do for this community. The simple question is, are you willing to loan our foundation this $1.5 million on the terms provided that the taxpayers are well collateralized, well protected, to give the taxpayers some type of service back that the county is not doing today? You are not providing any type of recreation for the folks of this county. You're collecting a lot of money and not providing those services back. That is the question before you. It's not whether we are questioning our integrity, because we have done a lot of good for this county. We are going to do a lot of good for this county, both families. So the false information that's being posted on social media, on these radio talk shows, needs to stop. You said you work for the people. Go back and check your records, Mr. Wilson. Go check how many people come up here and testify in favor of this project. Go check how many letters you had in favor of this project. Go check the record how many people come up here and testified against the project. It's easy for somebody to sit there and call you at nighttime, but did they come up here and testify against? Because I think the number is probably close to 600 versus about 2 or 3. So that's what the record I want you to check, Mr. Wilson.
So we're in competition with a private enterprise, I hear, right?
You're not in competition, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
I think we are.
Anything else, Mr. Wilson?
Well, I wouldn't, Mike, but you don't let me.
Anything else?
You interfere before it gets finished.
Go ahead and finish, sir.
I'm going to let you have the floor.
I haven't got anything to say.
I know that.
Mr. Arlett.
I'm not sure where to begin after the comments here, actually, truth be told. So I guess perhaps an offer a suggestion to help the public, to help Mr. Wilson, and also perhaps Mr. Burton and his concern. And it's a valid concern. I think it, I believe everybody on this council is ethical, and I believe everybody is doing the right thing. I believe that with my conviction, with my heart. Perhaps the best thing to do is to ensure our community gets educated on, as it relates to where, how we are to be held to a certain level of accountability, is because I remember this because it was something that I ran on 3+ years ago, and that was a code of ethics. And it was a pretty hot topic back then, and apparently, I guess for some, it still is today. And I would offer the suggestion that perhaps, I think the Integrity Commission, if I'm not mistaken, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago, did a public presentation here, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct, Mike?
Right.
And which I thought was a tremendous presentation and gave me total confidence that we fall under their jurisdiction.
Yeah.
So I would offer the suggestion, if we can, to ensure that everybody is educated on our level of integrity and also the transparency that is expected of us, that we post that presentation. If it still exists, I assume somewhere. I don't know if it does or does not, but
I'll have to check.
I would suggest we just post it on our website, and so therefore the community has total confidence that we, as elected body, fall under those guidelines. That it would, that would be posted, and just put it as being transparent government. Click it right there, have that presentation, and everybody in this community is well aware of how we are held to a certain level of transparency and expectation. So I do share, you know, Mr. Burton's concern. At the same time, I understand Sim Wilson's concern, because we do want transparency. We do need ethics, because the community demands that. So I think that could be a solution that I offer as a suggestion for everybody involved. And yes, I have recused myself a few times because I want to be above and beyond any question mark regarding this community. So I take the extra care to ensure that there is no zero issues or concerns. So I'll move on from that point. We'll get back to what's on the agenda, Mr. President,
thanks,
if I
sir.
May. So, but I think it was important to bring that
to get
up.
There.
So the question that I would have, I mean, I have some questions, but ultimately what I would offer as a suggestion is, because this is a big deal. It is. And I think we do have a need in this community as it relates to offering, you know, some additional needs. The question is, what's our involvement? What is it supposed to be? What should it be? And but I would offer and hopefully recommend that we just receive these documents on Saturday, and I would offer the recommendation that we allow some time, be it whatever it is, to allow me further detail. I know, George, you expressed that you've not quite gone through it all as of yet, the contract, but allow the input from the community. We did have up on the slideshow there public comments. That was more so about the plans of the field itself, and not necessarily, it was not actually the MOU or the details of the contract. So to me, I would, to ensure everybody, probably won't change the results at all, but I think it would be important to have the public opine on the facts as presented to this council on Saturday, and offer recommendation of a little cool down period of maybe whatever time this council decides to allow the proper vetting and the transparency and reading of the community as well as the members of this council. So those are just my comments.
I would
sir.
I would state at one of our previous conversations on this topic, it was brought up about the importance of reviewing the contract language. So out of curiosity, I had Ms. Jennings pull some of our previous contracts that council's voted on. In the last three budgets, this council has approved $62 million in contract work. That includes contracts to build pump stations, mobile command units, paramedic stations, libraries. Those contracts are in your packet on a Friday, and you vote on them on a Tuesday. So I'll follow any of the wishes of council, but if you feel the need to read through this contract, which was like these contracts, written by our attorneys, vetted by our finance director, vetted by their attorney, and in form ready to be considered today, I would just offer that comparison.
Yeah, valid concern, or valid point, but I would only just offer, this is something we've never done before. I mean, what you just referenced is something that we've done all the time, year after year. So there is a historical context to those. This is something just very new. And I think the community is still digesting something that's very new. That's all. I think it's a little different in that context.
I would also say on a different topic that came up earlier, this foundation was certified back in January 2017 by the state of Delaware as a nonprofit entity. Those documents were shared with council several weeks ago in the packet of information that was provided. In that document, it states clearly what the corporation was incorporated for, and it references the benefit or the lack thereof for any of the members on the foundation that they are eligible to receive. So if you'd like to review that, that's been given to you previously, but it states here that no member of the foundation shall receive any benefit, including economic benefit, as a member of the foundation.
Mr. Lawson.
Yes, sir.
Was that ever brought out here before the public, so that what was going on?
That was provided to...
Just among some of us, right?
No, that was provided... That was provided to the council, I'm going to say, either at the December or January presentation.
Did we get 100%? We couldn't vote on it in back rooms, correct? At an executive meeting. We can't vote on it.
No, that was presented up here in council chambers.
I don't remember voting on anything like that.
There's only been one vote so far, the MOU vote, which
Well, that's the only thing I can remember, but that's pretty fast. And we turned this thing right around fast. Here we are going to put, we're going to make sure we have a park in every town. That's what we can do. If I was Milford and Rusty's towns, I'd certainly be here and say, I want my money so we can put a park in our town. That's what they're telling me anyway. They want a park in their town.
Any more comments from council? Anything else? Mr. Laws, you have a motion?
I do have a motion. Sarah, next slide, please. I will read the motion before you. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council agrees to the terms set forth in the loan commitment agreement, note, mortgage, construction loan agreement, and option to purchase agreement for the purposes of the design and construction of a sports facility, including the county's loan commitment of up to $1.5 million to the Sussex Sports Center Foundation for the same purposes.
Pleasure, Council.
I would move to defer.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
I say it.
Second, Mr. Wilson, to defer. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
No.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
No.
I vote no. Now, are there any more motions from council?
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we, did you have a motion? Where did it go? So I could.
It disappeared in Never Land.
I could wing it if you want.
Or Mr. Lawson, good, whatever.
I can read it again.
Read it again, please.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council agrees to the terms set forth in the loan commitment agreement, note, mortgage, construction loan agreement, and option to purchase agreement for the purposes of the design and construction of a sports facility, including the county's loan commitment of up to $1.5 million to the Sussex Sports Center Foundation for the same purposes.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
I'll second it.
Second, Mr. Burton. Questions on the motion?
A lot of questions. How soon will the road be put in?
I don't.
The intersection. How soon will the intersection be fixed?
I don't think.
On Sand Hill Road. That was one of the promises that I read in my notes.
I don't think, Mr. Wilson, that's part of this loan agreement.
It's not?
No, well, sir.
I think if we're not going to loan money if we can't get this intersection fixed, right? Isn't that what we agreed to?
I don't know if I agreed to anything, Mr. Wilson.
Well, Mr. President.
Then they usually made
Mr.
Right Moore. Statement.
Mr.
Yes, one of the documents we had a loan commitment. One of the terms of the loan commitment, two of the terms that the council emphasized that they wanted in the loan commitment was prior to our settlement, the Sports Foundation shall be required to provide a copy of a written and signed commitment from the town of Georgetown, which is acceptable to the county, that it confirms the town's contributions to the Sports Center. The other one that goes directly to what you just asked, prior to or at settlement, because we'll have an actual settlement just like you would a regular mortgage. The Sports Foundation shall be required to provide a copy of a written and signed commitment to contribute to the improvements necessary to Airport Road, Sand Hill Road intersection, which is acceptable to the county. So after the vote, we go and get ready to do the closing. We have to have that commitment to proceed, or we don't proceed.
I'm glad that's in there.
Yes, we put that in there because of the council requested that be in here.
Some of my colleagues has short memories. I'm glad you put that on paper.
Yes.
Any more questions?
Mr. President, yes, very quickly, I apologize. Todd, was this the loan documents, was it, and I see it, of course, on our Google Drive in the email, but was it in the packet on Friday? Did the public have review of this contract?
No, it was not. It was circulated to council on Saturday when the documents were done with the attorneys on Friday night.
So the public has not seen this contract?
That's correct.
Okay. It looked like the paper, at least print it, had a right to just let the public.
Any more questions to council? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette.
Well, you know, here we are. So, you know, many months and many time and a lot of effort and a lot of energy by all stakeholders. And I will say I appreciate the efforts because that's important. I mean, the community has reached out. We see some club members out here and people are wanting and desire and expect certain things. And we just had somebody come back and throw a back door here. Come on in. Welcome.
Excuse me, Mr. President.
I'm not sure what we're doing here. Mr. Moore, would you mind taking your conversation out back? Thank you.
Do we need to hold off until this conversation is over to do anything?
Nope, go ahead.
That's never happened since I've been here.
You got to watch these attorneys. You never know.
Do we know who that gentleman was?
Dr. Witzel, attorney.
Local attorney.
Anyway, go ahead, sir. You're
okay. Never dull moment. Anything to report?
No.
Okay. I just thought I'd ask. It's, in any event, but so my most important job here is to listen to the community, of course. So bottom line is I would like to see that we would hold off allowing for the community to see this personally. I support the project. I support the facility. I do. Question is, you know, our involvement and how should it be played out? And we are in the final time here. The public has not seen these documents. On another application, this council voted 3-2 to keep a public record open for 30 days, despite hours and hours and hours of testimony of negative support for an ordinance, yet this council decided to keep it open for 30 more days. So I'm not sure why we have to rush. I would love to see it stay for another week or two. And I can't vote for something that the public hasn't seen or I haven't even fully vetted myself personally. We just got these just on Saturday. So for that reason, I'm going to have to vote no.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Burton.
I think the MOU was fully vetted and it was voted on. It is the responsibility of the legal staff to convert the MOU into a contract. I have complete confidence. I've read the contract, and it's a lot of legal work. I'm sure it was a lot of work. And I'm convinced that the MOU that we voted in favor to pass is reflected in the contract that's in front of us today. So my motion is in favor.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Wilson.
So there's no guarantee. We're all going to guess what the MOU said.
No, we voted on it.
We voted on the MOU, Mr. Wilson.
We looked at it, right?
I read it.
Well, I think I misunderstood you. I thought you said it was no guarantee.
I didn't say no guarantee at all.
MOU is not no guarantee. Is that correct? It's something that we try to understand. We don't really know what they can. It can always be changed after MOU. Cannot be. It can be changed. Is that correct?
I would assume that it can be.
That's what I assume. It can be changed. That's correct, as far as I understand. I understand we didn't support Sports at the Beach. That came up one time. The county here was supposed to support them, and they managed to get it done through the private enterprise. Mr. Townsend came to this county over 10 years ago wanting money, and I don't know why we're interfering with the private enterprise. Here they got pickleball down here to Sports at the Beach, and they're talking about putting this pickleball up here to soccer field. So I don't understand why we're trying to be a competition to them. That's what my problem is. I'm having a problem with a lot of people say that we shouldn't be spending all this money on this kind of things.
Okay.
I don't necessarily agree with Mr. Horsey said a while ago, we never do nothing for the county, never do nothing. And we do a lot of things when it comes to sores. We put sores in for people like that, and we do a lot of things for them. So we try to help people out. We actually mostly every week here, we give money out to help other organizations try to get them going. So we're trying to help other people. So I don't necessarily agree with that comment.
You like to care to vote, sir?
I know you're patient to hear my... I know you're patient to hear my...
You take all the time you need, but I'm just trying to move it along, that's all.
Well, we got plenty of time.
We do that.
After all, we're spending $1.5 million of taxpayers' money. We ought to have time to talk about it a little bit. I don't see no sense being a big rush about spending $1.5 million. It'd be more than that, really, when we get done. It's about $4 million, is that correct? See, I'm not even sure of that. I've read somewhere it's going to be $4 million. Have you read that somewhere in the paper? Might run up to $4 million?
The cost of the project in total is $4 million projected, yes.
And we're not going to help support that?
Our loan is $1.5 million.
And we're not going to help, as time goes on, we're not going to help loan more money to them?
That's not the contract, no, sir.
I think that's going to be that's why we need to add this understanding.
Okay.
So
that's not in the contract.
It's not a contract.
To loan them more money, no, sir.
We're not going to loan more money. Is that correct?
Yes. The matter of fact, under the construction loan agreement, and the reason it was set up as a construction loan agreement was they're going to sign the note and mortgage for the $1.5 million, but they do not get a dollar of the $1.5 million until they bring receipts to the county showing, number one, they've spent $1.5 million of their own funds, not including the land, and then in 100,000 increments, they have to actually spend it up front and then get reimbursed from the county from that. So there will be no monies expended until they have proven they've expended $1.5 million of their own funds plus another 100,000.
In other words, Mr. Morton, they can't go past $1.5 million.
They can't go past it.
Is that what?
That is what this mortgage. It would have to come back and be revoted on. That is the most under this note and mortgage that can be advanced.
In other words, if they're going to get done this project, we're going to come back and vote more money.
That would be up to council.
Well, that'd probably be up to council, because if something's not finished, we want to give more money. We're going to say we don't want this job half done or two thirds or third done. We're going to give more money. Go ahead and spend. We're going to spend more money. I certainly wouldn't start a job and do about a third of it and half of it. Say, come get, I need more money.
Mr. Wilson, if you could, I'm going to call for the vote. I'd appreciate your vote one way or the other.
You know what my vote is?
I have no idea.
Well, then you're halfway to what I'm going to give you. Okay, I've said pretty near enough. With that thought in mind, I'm going to have vote no.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Cole.
I'll just start, I guess, back in 1986, I was in my mid-30s, and I was running for county council, and I thought we needed a county rec program, and I actually thought it was necessary. As I got into this office and started looking about and becoming aware of how many programs were going on in this county for all ages, whether you're senior softball or whatever the sport, we had a lot of things going on. A lot of them were very successful, and I think Mr. Stickles back in those days kind of steered us into a direction of helping to subsidize existing organizations, and we could avoid maybe going down that path of starting a rec program. And my thoughts changed over the years, and I agree with that concept. So at this point in the game, I think this is a great private-public partnership. I think we've had scrutiny from the city of Georgetown. You guys have looked at it and reviewed it, and so your staff and your people have looked at it. We heard about all the scrutiny that Sussex County Council has done, from our finance director to Todd and other people, attorneys. So I think the benefits of this county rec program for all ages is going to be an asset and add to the quality of life here in Sussex County. So I will support the efforts to go forward with this contract. That's a yes.
I knew that.
I didn't know. I didn't know that.
Make sure you get the word in there.
I think we've, well, the first thing is we've heard a lot in our comp plan review about the public wanting areas for recreation in this county. I think we, as we are elected to listen, I think we need to pay attention to their comments and thoughts. Certainly, it is a big step for this county, but it's nowhere near the big step it would be if we got in the parks and rec business, which would be a very, very large amount of money to do that. I think it gives us a place to try to see if this will work. Hopefully it will. I think the foundation is going to do a good job. I got credit in that. The attorneys have reviewed it. Administration reviewed it. The finance directors reviewed it. It's a loan. It's not a grant. It's a loan. At the end of that loan, they're going to pay it all off, or we're going to own the land, one or the other. And if we own the land, we own the land, and what have they done to it? The improvements. One of my concerns, I'm sure you heard me publicly say this, was I felt when we started this, the town of Georgetown needed to be very involved. And I think they've stepped up and they're doing that. And I appreciate what they're doing. It's going to benefit this county. And it could be, I don't know this, it could be something that starts a way to work with other towns if they come up with the same ideas and they've got land they want to give to us, those kind of things, and be involved with the foundation part of the thing. That's something I guess the council will try to listen to and see what the comments are. But I think this will benefit the public. It does not put us in the parks and rec business. And it is, in fact, listening to our constituents. And I would say this, in my district, I've heard very, very, very few people say anything negative about it. And the ones that spoke in positive, the only question they had was grant versus loan. And with a loan, they were fine. So my vote's going to be yes, motion carried. And thank everybody for all their time and effort involved in this, from the foundation to Mr. Lawson to Ms. Jennings to Mr. Moore, everybody. And the thought of counsel. I know over the weekend, I will tell you this, I read 60 or 70 pages of all these documents to understand what it was. I think that's our obligation to read the information we get so we come here prepared to move forward with things if we can.
We never had time to put it on paper, did we, Mike?
I read it off here, sir, right there.
Well, I just...
It's springtime, get to work.
Now then, we're going to move on.
Did George read his?
I have no idea, sir. I can't speak.
I started reading it, Sam, and then I got to the end, and I forgot what I read in the beginning. It was so long. It was all that lawyer talk.
Mr. Ashman.
I needed a lawyer to help me.